So we're holding in this concentration of the Machshava. So first, I want to explain a Dovor Ikroini. That is, that I do not want that you should take these things that you should be able to learn better or to come to a quicker and more productive conclusion in any answering a question in learning. No. There is a maile of a person which he has a seichel. You know, the Bnei Olam gave you something in here. Normally, yeah, there's some eiver in here. And you have to know how to use that because that is the makor of your kedusha here in this eiver. So you have to know how to use that eiver. So it is a thing from how to think. How to keep your thoughts. How to live in this world of thought, of thinking. Not how to learn better, more productive, be more concentrated. It could definitely be that after you work, you will be more concentrated in the learning. But that is not what we are aiming for. Yeah, we aim for that we should be able to think. Whatever we do, we think. We are a person which is able to live with that Ava over here. Yeah, that's what I meant with meaning of Kedusha. You live with that one. Yeah, you live with this Ava. So this is a thing which is not connected directly to learning. It's connected to your thinking process. So the first thing when we work now, when we begin the work and we saw that you have to go and you are trying to turn around your machshove around this central point which we saw there by Rabbi Hirtz, when he says that your seichel always seizes and goes over and seizes go over, you know, then you turn over this central point. When you begin to work on that, we have to be aware of one thing, that over here you may not work bekoyach. You may not work in a forceful way. And that's one of the biggest mistakes people do when they begin to work or they think about work. They think they have to go and doing a thing which is very much forceful, with an effort. Or you call it with a lachatz, when you want lachatz, you like that word? Lachatz, effort, whatever you do, then you think that's the real work. You know, you work and to do something, and you make your muscles strong, you know, you put all your energy in, and you go for that. When you go and work like this on your keyach ha-machshove, you will destroy it. It won't go. Because the machshove is something which is very much against going in a forceful way. The machshove has to go dafke in a natural way. Dafke. Dafke natural. That we see that by Rabbi Yisrael. When Rabbi Yisrael speaks about that you have to work. You have to work. Work with your Eivorim and work with your Seichel. You have to do work. So Rabbi Saul is describing that in a short way in Michtav Hei, and he says, when you do your work with the hands, with the Eivorim, he says, Im bekfiyas ha-Eivorim lases hefech ha-Rotzen. When you are forcing, kfiyah means forcing, when you are forcing your Eivorim, lases hefech ha-Rotzen, that you do against what you want, that's a basic ingredient in any Jewish person. Yeah? When you do a thing, you don't do whatever you want. You are doing what you are obligated. Yeah? It's not after fitting what you want. That's a basic thing in your being Jewish. You do against your will. That's the way you do with your hands. And then he says, or there's another realm of work. There's another realm. The other realm of work is your seichel. Im begam beletish as a rayin, that's the work in your seichel. Lichvus ma'at ha'leiv. The work of the seichel is be'etzam that you have to polish your thoughts. So this is a side point by us, but it is an important point in general. But you have to polish your seichel. You have to polish your thoughts. This will make the things entering your heart. Lichvus ma'at ha'leiv. Because people say that and you nod with your head, you know. You heard that once, perhaps, that you have to put things in your heart. You heard that once? You heard that once? And you heard once a shmuz in your life, let me tell you, you heard that, most probably. Yeah? Did you once try to do it? I tried to do it. I was going to sleep, put the sefer on my heart, didn't enter. Then I was waking up, I put it on my head, didn't enter. It's gone. How do you do it? How do you do that? Yeah? So, excuse me to ask you, so why do you nod with your head? Like you say, entering the heart. Yeah. So what does it mean? How do you do that? So that's Rabbi Sol. Rabbi Sol says, when you are polishing your thoughts, that polishing always means going over. Everyone which wants to polish something, it's already clean, but it's not polished. So you have to take a thing, a shmata or whatever you take, and you have to go over it, over, again, till it gets really polished. That's even today with these polishing machines, it's the same thing. Only they do that in a very quick way. Yeah? They go over again in a very quick way. So that's polishing, is always going over. That's the way you polish a thing. So when you polish your machshavas, means you go over again. And when you go over and over again, then in the end you'll reach your heart. That means you'll be identified. You identify with these machshavas. That's Rabbi Sol. Letisha Sorayan, Lichbis Matalev. And how do you do that? Now he says, Im Bechazoris Mamore Chazal, Bemosu Noviyu. He gives one possibility that you are chazering the Mamore Chazal slowly and Beiyun. Or you can chazer over and think about it, or you can going into the depth of what you learned and try to see the connections. And now he says, Lefi netias hateva vehergeiloi. That has to go according to your natural inclination. Now that's a big difference between netias hateva and he says hefech harotzen. So, because by the Evorim, you go hefech harotzen. You do a thing against your will. But in the Seichel, you go according to your teva. In the Seichel, you may not go against your teva. You may not. In the Evorim, you go against your teva. That's the way your body is built. Your body, even in a very thick, in a very muchishtige sense, your body is built like this, because in the Evorim there are muscles, and muscles are there to go with in a forceful way. That's why you have muscles. But when you open your skull, there is this Eva there, which is called the brain, and then this Eva has no muscles altogether. Nishdo. There are no muscles there. It's only brain there. There's no muscles. Your brain has no muscles. You can't do it. Because it's you have to go according to your teva. To my amazement, I speak with people, B'nai Teire, who learn for 10, 15 years, and I ask them, what is your teva in your head? Normally, you learn with your head. That's right, Maskim? Normally. So you learn with your head. So I ask, what's your teva? What is your teva in your head? What is the teva? What is, in a tivistic way, interesting, capturing, makes you think? What is that? Is it depth? Is it clarity? Is it whatever it is? Don't know. Could you give me have ideas? We have several ideas. What do you do? But you don't know, you know? Do you think you can be a carpenter, a chayat, you can be a pilot and a mathematician? And you can't be everything? No, I have only certain skills, you know. So what are your skills in thought? So what you do the whole day? I think the whole day. What are your skills? Something spooky, eh? Something wrong. There is something wrong going on. Why don't you know yourself? But you have to know yourself a little bit. You have to know what is your tivistike koyach in your head, which makes that head move, you know? And then you think like this. That's the way you think. You have to know. You have to go according to your teva. No? Not according to what you think should be. Only according to your teva. Be careful. No? This is the first thing why I do not want that we should we should go. This is perhaps another thing first. I don't want it in learning because of two reasons. That's the first one, because you have to think according to your teva. You'll see soon. The second one is that when we think, when we are working about our concentration in thought, we have first to define what that eva is made for. What is the brain made for? So people are thinking in a very clear way that the brain or the thought process is made in order to solve problems. Yeah? Solve riddles. Yeah? Today you have that. You have a riddle, you have some kind of question, and then you try to find an answer. And that's why you have a brain. You have a brain in order to find answers to questions. But there is another function of the brain for sure going on, that is that you are grasping a thing. You are trying to get the clarity. You are trying to keep it with you. You are trying to connect to in your circle. For example, when you write a poem, you don't solve any problems. Only you are expressing your connection to nature or to Hashkocha, to whatever it is. Yeah? You don't solve a problem. There's no riddle there. Only you express your connection to the thing. Yeah? You delve on that. You are dealing with that. But it's not the solving of any problem. There's no problem there, a riddle which you have to solve. You have to listen a little bit and think. You know, even when I say the vad, what shall I do? But people ask me, but when you have no question, you can't think. You have to be interested, the way we said beforehand, last time. You have to be interested. That means it has to be on your mind. But it's not a question and the answer and the solving a problem. Those are two things, you know. Of course you have to be occupied with that thought. That means it has to interest you. And there is something which needs clarity. But the needing of a clarity is not solving a problem. Because of that, people say thinking is like playing the violin. Rabbi Yochum said it, Moshe Shmuel Shapira said it, Rabbi Skrov said it. Thing is like playing the violin. When you play the violin, you don't solve any problem. Yeah? I don't think someone plays the violin and he wants to reach the end of the nigun first, you know? Or there's even the Indian to reach the end of the nigun, you know? Bark! Ha-ha! I am finished. No! You just connect to that nigun, and that's what you do. You're playing that nigun, and you're working hard, but it goes in an easy way, in a natural way. With your natural movements, you're playing the violin. And when you play a good piece of violin, you have to know to play two voices with one hand. You know, that's not so easy. So you have to know how to do that. You work hard. But it goes according to your natural koiches. And it's hard work, but it's not cramped. It's not forceful. It's very natural. But it has also no, it's not, there's no point to reach any solving of a problem. You don't solve any problem there. You just go with that and more, listen to it more, finding another depth in it, you know. You find another knach in that, you know. That's what you do when you play the violin. Same thing you do when you are thinking. The same thing. So it's the you could think, what is the first and what's the secondary purpose, you know? Your head has it a purpose to solve a problem, or is a purpose like connecting to the toif. So a lot of people say the brain is there to solve a problem. I don't know. By me it says that when they would have this luchas rishonis, there wouldn't be any kashas. That's right. Or laosit lovoi, there won't be any kashas anymore in Torah. So laosit lovoi will be brainless idiots all together, all of us? No, not mistabach, no. We will still have our ruchnis, and adrabe, we'll have our ruchnis per yesel seis. So it sounds to me like that the primary function of your brain is not solving problems. The primary function of your brain is connecting to ruchnis. That's right? That's the primary function. The secondary function is to solve a problem. So now, when I would go with you and we would work on learning, so then, you would inevitably work on that you should be able to solve a problem, because that's what you do when you learn Shmaitzer. You see? It's a good thing. You have to solve problems. It has to be that we are not going to improve our learning, okay? And we are not doing that, because then we will work on another thing. We don't go to improve our learning now. We try to think. and try to be concentrated in thinking. So thinking means being connected to this ruchnius, not finding a solution to a problem. It's being connected to that ruchnius. Once in a while you're connected to the ruchnius by solving a problem, okay, but that's not the primary thing. The primary thing is that you are delving into that, you are connecting to it, you are turning it over in your head, and you go over it, and that's the way you connect to Ruchnis. Yeah? You try to connect to Ruchnis through this tenua of going around the point, going around the point, going around the point, going around the point, all this mantra you try to connect to Ruchnis. So that's why I don't want to learn to work in learning, because learning is always a solving of a problem. Bifrat when you have to say a chabura, you know how it looks like, you know. You say a chabura Thursday mitog, you have to say a chabura, and then inevitably Thursday morning you see that this chabura has a big black hole in it. Huh? Yeah? That only happens to you Thursday morning. But now you have to say that chabura, and now you're under pressure. And now you begin to think under a pressurized way. So you can't really think, because thinking needs freedom, and thinking needs this geschmack of thinking. So you don't really think. You try to, you have some ironing device at home, you know, which has a special feature, which you iron out chabura. And then you take your chabura and you iron it out, and then you don't see the hole anymore. Ah, fine, you know. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, we'll see that. Wait till the end. We'll see. Wait. Okay, that's the agenda. So we have to know what is the brain made for. It's in order to grasp the thing. That's what the brain is made for. And it has to go in a natural way. Yeah? Very much like playing the violin. Yeah? Go in a natural way. It's relaxed. It's hard work. But it's relaxed. That's playing the violin. You know, playing the violin is a hard work, but when you are cramped, you can't play. You have to play in a relaxed way. Yeah? But to play, you play for a long time or whatever it is, and it's a hard work. So you think for a prolonged time. That is not so easy, but it's not forceful. You don't go like this. It goes easy. Yeah? So now how do you do that? Okay, so this... it's built like this. That is now how do you make a Kabbalah with that? You want to make a Kabbalah. So the Borei Olam made it a teiva to us that we are able to think in words. So I am not a philosopher. Yeah, this is very much not interesting to me. There are people which are very much dislike from that. Whether you only think in words or you can think without words too. There are people which have some ununderstandable enjoyment out of these thoughts, you know. I can't understand what do you enjoy about that one, because I don't see any nafkemine. Think. Was geht man wie? Yeah? Tracht. But now there are people which think, thinking about the thinking. No. It's not my idea, but for sure you can think in words. You can. It's a big teiva. You can't think in words. That goes like this. So let's take that. And now we'll make what you said. We'll take... When you turn around the thing, the point is you have to turn around, and you have to turn around the thing and not going off. You know, because when you turn, the way we said last time, when you turn, then it's a danger that you are cutting your machshove, and you go to another one, and then you go really to another one, and you go off. And you shouldn't do that. So it needs that you are knowing Mirosh, what is there to think about. You have to know that Mirosh. You have to know that Mirosh, what are the tachanot you are going through, more or less. Yeah? I don't know it exactly because you want to think about that. But you know more or less which points you go to cover. That is a deep thing. That's not only technical. That's a deep thing because this is connected to what we said at Chias Amesim. It's connected to that a person is living in an environment. And first you have to know what the environment is about. Like every environment, you have to know, a little bit know, be familiar with that environment in order to be mistaken with that. When you don't know that there is a midracha sidewalk and there is a road and there's a two different part of the kvish, you know? There's a two different part of the road and different things are happening in these two, even though it's only one tefach apart. But there are different things happening in these two parts. You better don't go out to the road. Or when I was in England now, when you don't know that in England they have the enjoyment to drive on the other side of the road, you know? So this is dangerous. Because you look in the wrong direction, you know? You make like this and like this. But when you're over here, you make like this and you make like that. Then it happened to me too, you know? Make like this, no one comes, chach, you walk out. And the guy just comes, you know? Yeah, because he's driving on the other side. That's dangerous. So you have to know your environment before you are turning around. You have to know that. You have to be familiar with your environment first. So that means you have to know where more or less you are going to go when you turn around the topic. So that is the hakola, that is the kal of, like when you say a Maimar Chazal, by me, it's a natural thing to do that because I was growing up in a Yekish shul, yeah, in Luzern. Normally when you're going to shul, it says something on the top of the Orna Kodesh. I don't know what it says. It says something, Kivitzin Tetzisera or something nice, you know. But when you go to a Yekish shul, then it has to say something demanding. Yeah, because that's what the Yekish shul is about. Yeah? So it says on the top of the Orna Kodesh, Da lifnei mi ato oimet. That's scary, you know? So that was said on the top of the Orna Kodesh in Luzern. So that scared me when I was young. So this sentence is inscribed by me in my brain. And, oh, yeah, that's a wrong thing, you know? Okay, let's think about that. Now I want to turn it. So it's a very simple sentence. That is a simple sentence about Tfilah speaks. That's right, it's about Tfilah. But now I can turn that sentence in my head. But I don't turn this thought process, I don't turn it in my head out to think about different concepts. I think about the sentence, about the words. And I think like this. Da lifnei mi ato oimet. 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 I have already four possibilities to turn. I have four possibilities to turn. I have four, five. The lifnei you can also... There you have to be more sophisticated, yeah? But you have five possibilities to turn that sentence. Yeah? Da, lifnei, mi, ato, oimet. That you can turn it in every single word, you know? And now you begin to think. You begin to think, da, it depends on your day. You have to know. What does it mean? I have to know. You think a bit, what does it mean? I have to know. You know, you think about that. And then you feel, you want, it goes further. So you say, but I have to make this idea has to be in front of someone. What means in front of someone? What means a idea who I am in front of, you know? What does that do when I'm in front of someone? And what does it do? If they me. And then if they speak about me. And I'm standing there. And I can't go. And then I can go back to the first, and I go back to the third, I go back to the second. I have where to turn. This has to be prepared beforehand. Before you do that work, you have to have a preparation. Where are you going to turn around? It's like when you have a tiul. You first say, where are we going? You know, and then you're going to the tiul. You're not going to go into the blue. That's another good tiul, you know. You're first exploring more or less what are the nekudas you want to think about. This is basic to your ability to be concentrated. That means first you have to have like the world or this chiyus prepared. Otherwise you can't. You will be able to do it. Throughout the time, when you are working on that, you'll be able to come up with stodim throughout the working process. But that is already a next step. The first step is when things are clear mirosh, more or less, you know? But you think about them. And then you think about that thing, turning it over. So now you could take, or any Maimar Chazal, but the Maimar Chazal, it's not only the concept that I don't want. I don't want only the concept, this singular concept I want to think about. That's difficult. I have to think about where the different sides are already there beforehand. So once in a while I have to do that, and I don't have such a nice sentence in front of me, I have to do and to map out more or less what are the things I want to think about a certain topic before I go into that work. Yeah, I have to. I have something to try to understand. Yeah, I want something have clearer, and this something I have I want to have clearer. I know that this and this and this ingredient is there. So I first think about this and this and this ingredient, three, four things, and now I am turning around. I go from one ingredient, and then I go to the other one, and then I play around with these two, and then I go to third, I go to here, and I go back to this one, I play around with that. Perhaps these are connected. No, this is connected. It's like that, disconnected. I go and I jump around from one to the other, and I try to connect with them, but I have more or less the tzodim ready in my head before I begin, and then I can turn. Like this, you are able, in a very short time, in Efes time, immediately, you are able to improve your concentration 400%. 400. Because normally, when I ask a person, how long can you keep your head in one topic, he tells me half a minute. Normally. And half a minute is long. Because you think half a minute is nothing. But I don't know whether you once stared at your watch and waited till half a minute is gone. You know? That is a long time. It's long. Yeah, and then you have just half a minute to stay at it and don't do anything else. This is a long time. Yeah? So, but for a moment you can do it a half a minute. Living with your machshove. Living with the machshove. Okay, perhaps I tell you that we are in the Marichnabad. I can tell you that. The living with machshove, a different thing. You could be a long time involved in one thing which needs brain, like cheshbon. For example, computer is such a thing. I was a programmer. I programmed the computers when they still were had these punching cards. IBM 360, I programmed that beast, you know. Or when the personal computer began, I programmed computers which had 128K, the whole thing, you know. That I programmed these things, yeah. No, 64, even 64. I was one of 64, I did that. Yeah? I programmed the whole program on one which is only able to handle 64. Just imagine, you know. So I was in the beginning of this, I was a programmer and I worked on that. I was able to work 10 hours straight. But it's not a living with a machshove. It's a living with a problem, you know. The solution is behind the corner, you know. Pach! No, there's another corner. Pach! No, there's another corner. That's the way you program. That's a very dangerous thing, you know. The one which, whenever you worked with computers, that is the most dangerous thing. Because it just gets swallowed up, you know. You know, it has always behind the corner waiting another thing, you know. So this is not concentration, what we are working with. It is, you are into that, you know, and you are focused 100%. But what makes you focused, it is like from the thing, there is like a soak. Like when you have in the ambatya, the water goes down. And it is like, how do you call that? In German you call that a soak. So good. And it's like this. And like, what?
Drain.
A drain, yeah, it takes you in, you know. So you're taken in there the whole time. That's not living with a machshove. Living with a machshove comes out of your decision, and it's a ruchnistic thing. You live in ruchnis. You live in ruchnis, and you live what you decided, you know. That's what you decided that you would live with. And you're able to live with that. Half a minute? No. You're able to live with that without any further strength. You are able to live with that 2 minutes I give my achrayus. When you do the work, you can do that 2 minutes. That's an improvement of 400% immediately. Yeah? Immediately. And then we'll go further on. But that you have to do. You have to explore that. You have to experience that you can do that. You are able to go around in the area and you go around the same topic and you go around the same topic and you're around the same topic for 2 minutes. Yeah? This is the way to do it. Easy, geschmack, but it's turning around the whole time and it's being concentrated around the same point. This is a big thing. Perhaps you don't evaluate that now, right? This is a big thing, I tell you. Because I met people which worked on concentration with very big people. Very choshve people. I know them. I know there's a person which he knows to be concentrated for hours and hours. He works with people and he is a very strong person and he works like in a very concentrated way, you know. And I am a hefka man, so that's why I do it, you know. That's right. But this man is an organized person. And then he works with people, and then I ask them, someone who's worked with him on Rikus HaMachshava for half a year, and he asked him, how much did he reach? So I said, I reached 4 minutes. Wow. So, and then he came to my Vaad, and I said, let's make Rikus HaMachshava. And he said, yeah, I did that. But let's make it the way we did. We tried like this, you know, in the Hefka way, in the way Leuchter does it, you know. So we did it. After the first week, he came back and says, unbelievable. I did it without problems for 10 minutes. Okay, for sure. When you go with your nature, and you go in the way your brain is built, and you don't go forceful, you go in an easy way, you can do that for a long time. For a very long time. Only you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared to do that. Your stations of turnover have to be prepared. That's for sure in the beginning. That's why I propose you should take a sentence which you can turn over in your head. When you are more sophisticated, you can take a topic and you have these different aspects of the topic ready in your head. You can do that too. That needs a little bit more of head space when you want to say. Yeah? Perhaps needs a little bit more, or it's more noted to you. It's still, perhaps according to your Teva, I don't know. But you have to have the things clear mirosh. Where are you turning? And then you turn around. And you turn around for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, try to do it. And you'll see throughout the week, that's a different world. You experience yourself as a person which is shayach to ruchnius. You experience yourself as a person which has over here an eva which has strength to it. This is not weak. It has strength to it. You can live with it. It's something which doesn't bend in front of everything, because there is a thing inside which keeps you going. Yeah? So that's what we want to reach throughout this week. Okay? So next week we'll see how to go further on. But I think it's a very fruitful thing to go like this, to work like this, and it's a good exercise. And you'll see that you have Pasha the brain, excuse me to tell you that, yeah? That's what you will detect. You have a brain, which you did till now you didn't have. You had only something which is able to work punctually. No, half a minute and off, half a minute and off. No, you can live with that for a time, you know? Okay? So that's what we aim for. Throughout this week, next week we'll see further on. Atkan.